Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lou Migliori, who is the president with LGM & Associates. Lou, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with me. I just got back from vacation. Been out of the country for about a week.
And you thought you'd punish yourself by interviewing me first, right?
That's right, actually.
You're a masochist.
You know, I was one of those situations where I couldn't read a paper or anything, and I got back and I pulled out the newspaper, and the headlines were unbelievable. This was the Miami International Edition, and it was talking about the stock market being high than it had ever been, housing values being high, and then also Obamacare had been delayed, so it looked like everything was falling in place. Just for the benefit of our listeners, for those that don't know who you are a columnist for us.
Yes.
You write a column called Flooring Forensics. You're a consultant to the business. You represent, many times you represent your client when they've had a floor covering failure. And since you know a lot about how things are made across all flooring surface categories, you're generally a great unbiased expert, right?
That's correct. And actually, our organization, that's what we do. Consultants, troubleshooters in the industry, particularly for big commercial projects.
And this week, well, a couple things I wanted to just catch up on. We are seeing that the floor covering business is doing pretty well right now, at least up until the third quarter it was. Mohawk has just released their numbers, and their earnings are up 70% versus the same quarter last year. Sales up 33%. Carpet revenue for them is up just 3%. So it looks like their gains are more where they've done these acquisitions, which is with ceramic and with Pergo and laminate. So business is good for them. Dixie, on the other hand, also up a factor of 14X on earnings. Sales up 37%, and they're all carpet. It looks like they're outpacing the market.
Yes. You know, you're talking about two completely different operations here. Mohawk, who is the largest floor covering producer in the world, their eggs are not all in one basket with carpet. So their acquisition, certainly, we're seeing a lot of hard surface being used, especially tiles, porcelain tiles, luxury vinyl tile, cork. It's amazing. And wood. It's amazing that the calls we get from residential dealers, for the most part, are all on, I would say 95% of them are on concerns that they have with those products that I just mentioned. And in the organization, you know, we do everything, carpet, wood, concrete, and we've got a specialist in each of those categories who's an expert in each of those categories. And I'm the only one in the organization that does anything with the retail dealers for the most part, because that's where I started. I started in retail in 1971. But to go back to Maslin, now you're talking about a history here of a company that has always been at the higher end of the scale. They are unique because their products are higher end products. The increase in their sales is, I think, very telling, because they do occupy that upper level of the marketplace where they concentrate their efforts with the Maslin products and Fabrica and everything high end. So you're seeing that, you know, you can interpret that in two ways. Well, people with money are still going to spend money, but by the same token, you can compare that to the automobile market where BMW, Mercedes, Cadillac, Lexus, all their sales are, Cadillac in particular, sales are up, and those are the type of people who are going to buy the type of products that Maslin makes, and they're high quality, some of them aspirational. So it's very, very fascinating to see that. I love that, because everybody wants to be a low-cost producer, which leaves a void at the top. And if you specialize in it, and that's kind of how we built this business. I've got a program that one day I'll bring to market, which in my next life I'll do, called Establishing a Unique Identity. And it's all about that. It's all about being unique, understanding that everybody is different, that your business can be different. And in this case, with Maslin, they live that. And as a result of focusing on that, they are doing extraordinarily well. And they're going to separate themselves from the pack, in my opinion, because you can't be all things to all people. In the book by Peter F. Drucker, Management Tasks, Responsibilities, and Practices, there's a question, and you have to ask this when you're in business, two questions you have to ask. What business am I in, and who is my customer? Mm-hmm. And they know what business they're in, and they know who their customer is. Their customer isn't everybody. Their customer is a finite market, a slice of the population, and they've done extremely well, and they've continued to do well. They've stayed focused. You know, they had their share of problems, but because they stayed focused and because they produced the type of product that they do and have a history of all of their brand names being in the upper echelon, they are now starting to enjoy the fruits of their labors, and they're going to continue to do that. And I think there's nothing but good things going for them. The market overall, as far as the industry overall, is picking up, no question about it. Hospitality is off the charts. I mean, waiting times are, you know, it's getting to be a problem now that people who want product are having to wait 12, 16 weeks for stuff.
That's because all of that hospitality stuff is custom. They have every bit of it. I mean, some of it's printed. It doesn't take long to turn or printed goods, but that stuff that's tufted, that's custom, it takes a while to turn that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. You got to get the order in. You got to process it. You got to do all the things that you have to do in order to produce that product. You know, now you may have some lower end properties, you know, like a 2-star property or even lower, that they'll buy a product from a lower-end manufacturer that's kind of standardized for them and put it in all their properties. When you start getting up to, you know, 3, 4, and 5s, and with the economy picking up and business being what it is overall, and people traveling, and the hospitality industry is very competitive. I mean, when you find a hotel, there's 6, 7, 8 of them clustered around one geographic location, and you've got your choice of wherever you want to go. You know, it's not just price, it's the amenities, and they're selling the quality of the property, and it's got to look good, and it's got to be unique. You know, if the Hampton Inn looks one way, and you go across the street to Marriott Courtyard, and you say, well, I want to go there because they just remodeled it, the price is basically the same, that's where I want to stay. So now that things have picked up, and they've been picking up in that area for a while now, you've got to stay competitive by staying fresh. You've got to keep your property looking inviting and keep doing different things so that the business traveler primarily is going to want to stay there. And that's why I think we're seeing this.
Lou, what's your outlook for the way things are going to end up for the year for 13?
I think overall it's going to be a good year, and I think that the industry has come out of the slump. I think that despite the government being in a quandary, which is to put it mildly, that people now are more positive. Real estate selling, housing prices are up. I think that that people are going to be spending money on refreshing their properties. I think that people are now starting to move. I just saw this morning that the young market up to about 35 years old is not so hot on buying new houses, but the market of people older than that is. That's the one that's alive, and those are the people that generally have more money. So I think that everything bodes well for the industry. I think commercially things are good. I know how many things we've got going on with the business and consulting projects that are huge, and I think residential is going to come back strong. It's starting to. And I think that we're on the upswing overall for the industry as a whole, soft and hard surface.
Yeah, you know, I had a meeting yesterday with some of the folks at Shaw Industries on the residential side, and they're feeling the same way. They're very optimistic. So It does look like things are going to continue in this upward trajectory for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we've got more technology now than we ever had. You know, one of the things the industry did during this downturn is that they divested themselves of batch processes, gone to more continuous processes. It doesn't take a whole lot of people to manufacture carpet, particularly. We've become definitely state of the art. We've got absolutely tremendous capabilities to create and tuft carpet. I know tufting machine sales are up, which is good. So, you know, it's an absolutely wonderful product. I love floor covering, and I'm particularly fond of carpet because that's where I got started and cut my teeth. And I see the industry doing nothing but going up for a while now. I think we're on the upswing of this economic pendulum.
All right, Lou, good to talk to you. I'm talking to Lou Migliori, who is president of LGM & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.